You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Friday to you. It's Friday, October the 19th. Yesterday was the Sixers. Sixers won their home opener. It was a blowout win against the Chicago Bulls. It was a game where, you know, I'm going to call it the confidence boost game. I mean, you know, it was a confidence boost because, you know, the 76ers, won the game 127 to 108. It was a game where Markelle Fultz finished with 12 points. He made his first career three-pointer. Overall, he shot 5 for 15. He played 32 minutes. He had 2 steals and 1 turnover. He was a plus 5, right? Now, I'm going to get into a little bit Markelle's performance in a little bit. But then you look at Joel Embiid, who had 30 points. He had 12 rebounds. He had 4 blocks. He had 2 turnovers. He had 1 steal. Ben Simmons, triple-double. First triple-double of the season, 13th of his career. You know, Ben Simmons had 13 points. He had 12 rebounds. He had 11 assists, right? No, excuse me. He had 13 rebounds. 12 of his rebounds came on the defensive end. He had 11 assists. Dario Saric had 13 points, 10 rebounds. And then Amir Johnson had 13 points. J.J. Redick had 10. And Landry Shamet had 12. And he was 4 for 7 on threes. He was on fire. Now, the reason why I say that this is a confidence boost game is because, you know, they went up against a kind of a Chicago Bulls team that won 27 games last year. It was a team who played without arguably its 2 best players in Chris Dunn and Lauri Markkanen. Yeah, I know I butcher his name. I always do. And then they had a reserve guard forward, Denzel Valentine, didn't play. So coming in, you knew that this was a team that, or you expected that this would be a team that the 76ers would beat and beat handily. Now, the Sixers kind of blew the game away in the third quarter when they outscored them 37-18. Now, by now some of you know that, you know, Markelle Fultz starts the games and J.J. Redick is in the third, starts the game in the second half. Like, he's at the start of the third quarter, he's in the starting lineup replacing Markelle Fultz. That's when the Sixers won the game. That's it. The Chicago Bulls, when Markelle was out there in the first half, he didn't look well. I mean, they were sagging off of him. Initially, he didn't want to shoot the ball. He didn't look comfortable initially. Well, in the second half, it was kind of like the game was out of hand. You know, Markelle gained more confidence and he started shooting. So he ended up with his 12 points, with 7 coming in the fourth quarter of a blowout victory. He nails a 3. The crowd goes crazy. Right? He missed one in earlier. He missed one in the first half. He nails one and with 8 minutes left. And then he comes back and he misses one afterwards. The crowd goes crazy. Confidence because he was able to make these shots. He had the crowd support. But the thing is, the question is, will he be able to do that against a top-notch team? Now, the the thing is, if anybody is leaving him wide open, you expect him to make that shot. And he did. And I think, you know, regardless of who the team is, you know, a wide open shot is a wide open shot when left open. Let's face it. But as far as confidence, this is something that's going to make him more comfortable to shoot. He may not shy away. Now, and that's good for the Sixers. It really is. But we really won't know how good and how much he's improved until the next game. And then you learn more the game after that and after that. But this is a good start. Now, you don't want to take away from that. But you have to be real. The team looks a whole lot better with J.J. Redick in that lineup. That lineup of J.J. Redick, Ben Simmons, Robert Covington, Dario Saric, and Joel Embiid looks lethal. It was arguably the best. No, it was the best starting lineup in the league last year. As far as, you know, when you look at you know, the numbers that they produce, if it's, and when you look at Landry Shamet, he came in and hit 4 out of 7 3-pointers. So he was phenomenal as like one of the, you know, lead guards coming off the bench. So if you're the Sixers, yes, it's a matter of like Markelle Fultz bringing up his confidence, which is good. But if you're looking at J.J. Redick and you're also looking at Landry Shamet, you're going to have to ask yourself, like, how long can I do this? Now, again, you know, Brett Brown says it is a balance of basically developing Markelle, letting him get his confidence up, and winning games. But at the same time, that's what they did today. Now, again, I expect that they'll probably, you know, he could get another opportunity to work on his confidence on Saturday night's game against the Orlando Magic. And where it gets tricky is when they play back-to-backs on Tuesday and Wednesday at Detroit and then turn around and play in Milwaukee on Wednesday. Detroit Tuesday, Milwaukee on Wednesday. That's when it's going to get tough. You know, that's when we may not see Markelle logging as many minutes. We may not see him on the floor in the fourth quarter, because I kind of believe that if the game was a little closer, Markelle wouldn't have been a guy hoisting up those shots, and they wouldn't have been doing that. But again, this was a good confidence boost game for him, and we'll see, you know, where this takes him. This is a start. All right? And also, you know, I expect the Sixers to win Saturday against Orlando, but I'm really looking forward to seeing how they do on that back-to-back against Detroit and Milwaukee, because that, to me, is when it's going to get real. The Sixers, I mean, again, this Chicago team was bad. I mean, bad and undermanned. That's not a good combination when you're going up against a Sixers team that's expected to be among the three best teams in the Eastern Conference. They never had a chance in my eyes. And I think the Sixers are going to have their way with Orlando as well. I mean, you know, tonight's game, you know, Ben Simmons, Chicago had no one on their team that was better than Ben Simmons, better than Joel Embiid, or J.J. Redick. So when you already have the three best players on the floor, and you can argue they had no one better than Dario. No. I mean, I think Bobby Portis and Jabari Parker, maybe, you know, could give him a run for his money, but you get my gist. The Sixers had the three best players on the floor. I want to see what they're going to do when they go to Detroit and when they go to Milwaukee. All right, y'all. I want to thank you for listening and have a blessed day.